So welcome everybody to our Sunday Master Service on the 19th of November. Just a few things before we begin. As I've been saying, although it's not essential, if you do have a candle that you can light just before we start our meditation this evening, all for the greater good. But it's not essential, so if you haven't got one to hand, do not worry, because you can always deploy your visualization instead. I will be recording parts of this evening, everything apart from the messages, and those recordings will be available to download for free at the end of the service. You'll find them on the Sunday service page where you clicked to join this evening. And there's other old services there that you can download for free as well. And some of them are interesting, you know, the channelings, the meditation, the prayers are quite nice. If you want to record the service yourself, of course, you're more than welcome to do so, but please just do bear in mind that any recordings that you make are for personal use only and not in any way, shape or form for resale purposes. There won't be any course notes this evening. However, if you do want a copy of this evening's prayers and the meditation script, feel free to email Sue. She's kindly agreed to administrate them for me. Please use the edwin.c.notes@gmail.com email address. That's edwin.c.notes@gmail.com email address, and Sue will send those PDF documents back to you. If you have any questions that arise either from the channeling, the meditation, or from a message that you might receive, you can message me using the contact form via our website. So you go to my website, click library, go down to the drop-down menu and click questions for Edwin, and there's a form that you fill in and you can send me up to 5 questions via that form. So if you have any experiences in the meditation or if you get given a message and you'd like a little bit more clarity about it, you can use that form to contact me. So you might want to grab a pen and pad just in case you want to note down anything important that happens in your meditation or any questions that pop up as a result of the channeling this evening. Or if you get given a message, of course, to note that down, it's always a good idea. And particularly if you do get given a message and you want to ask me about it, I will need you to remind me about what the message was, because I won't remember. But a little prompt is enough usually to jog my mind back into remembering what was given, and then I'll be able to fill in the details if there's something else that you want to find out about. There won't be any question and answer moments this evening because this is a service and not a lecture, and the service will last an hour with no break. So at the moment you're all muted, which means that mine should be the only voice that you can hear. This is how the majority of the evening will be. It cuts out any background noise, prevents any chaos from reigning. So we are going to start with an opening prayer. We're going to use a suggested prayer from the lamp lighter movement for the dedication of an electric flickering candle lamp referred to as the amber light. Now I'm going to show you a picture of this, and I'm going to give you a bit of information about it. So the lamp lighter movement grew out of the Big Ben Silent Minute, which began during the dark days of 1940, when Major Wesley Tudor Pole received an inner request from a higher spiritual source that there be a silent minute of prayer for freedom at 9 p.m. each evening during the striking of Big Ben. This is Wesley Tudor Pole just here. If enough people joined in this gesture of dedicated intent, the tide would turn and the invasion of England would be diverted, he was told. Tudor Pole went to King George VI, who is here with an astonishing beard, and Winston Churchill with his request and won their support. It's documented that King George and Churchill were Freemasons, so they were probably already open to esoteric notions. And Winston Churchill himself was a druid. Here is a picture of him being installed into the Albion Lodge of the Ancient Order of Druids at Blenheim Palace on the 15th of August 1908. And also Churchill, as we know, consulted astrologers in regards to the right timings for his special operations and bombing. So it's no great surprise, but these two men were open to Wesley Tudor Pole's request. So the silent minute continued until the BBC abandoned the striking of Big Ben at 9 p.m. And at this point, Tudor Pol received another inner directive that light should replace sound, and continuously burning amber lamps be lit with dedicated intent, like these. We are told that the spiritual realms, this is what he was said, we are told that the spiritual realms are able to use this dedicated light and intent upon the subtle realms and within the borderland, the etheric plane closest to the earth, the plane in which the earthbound reside, as well as the lower planes of purgatory. Healing energies are then able to spread to those darker areas of need. The lamp also acts as a point of entry for light upon the earth plane, and something like a spiritual lighthouse is created. The first amber lamp was lit and dedicated 40 years ago on Midsummer Day 1964. As Wesley Tudor Pol was by this time an old man, he asked his old friend, Sir George Trevelyan, to be a custodian of the movement, which he readily agreed to. Thanks to these two great visionaries and their courage and commitment to hold the light for us, amber lamps have been lit and dedicated all over the world throughout the last 40 years. And there's much need for this great work to continue today, as ever there was back in 1940, to continue and to go really from strength to strength. Now, if you want to find out more information about the Lamplighter Network, there is a website, networkoflight.org, and there you can find the information that I've just given you, plus you can find a link to obtain for yourself one of these amber lamps. I've had one for many, many years, and we are going to use the prayer that is suggested that you say when you dedicate the lamp in its place. But of course, we could absolutely use instead a candle that will absolutely serve the same function. So if you've got your candle, I would like you to light it now. If you haven't got a candle to hand, you can visualize a candle or an amber lamp burning in the space before you. And I'm going to put that image of the candle on the screen. So if you haven't got a physical candle, you can use that instead to focus your intent on. Let me just find a little bit of music, and then we will do our opening prayer. Oh yes, that will do. Perfect. Pull that back down to there. Okay, so I would like you to light your candle, and you can either gaze at the candle or the image on the screen. And as you do so, I would like you to repeat these words after me. I kindle this little light on the earth plane. I dedicate it to the service of spirit. I guard and cherish this flame. As a living symbol and an act of faith. In the reality of the powers of light. May the beings from the higher worlds see this flame and kindle its counterpart on the ethereal plane. May this ethereal light be a channel for the inflow of the healing powers of spirit. May the love of Christ permeate this building and protect it. Warming the hearts and enlightening the understanding. Of all who live in it or enter it. May the being who we know as Michael, standard bearer of the Christ, wielder of the sword of light, use this offering, linking it with all those who have lit the light before, may peace and healing spread through the world and the regions of the borderland, so mote it be. Amen. Now keep your eyes closed, and we'll begin this evening's meditation. Just make sure, of course, that the candle is in a safe space. So take a moment to become comfortable. Close your eyes and take a few slightly slower, deeper breaths. Fold your hands over your heart and bring your attention and your focus here to the heart space. I want you to imagine there, within your heart, a light, a small flickering light, like a candle flame. Burning brightly, burning boldly, through the darkness of the ether. As you hold your attention to the flame, it grows brighter. The flickering flame stabilizing, rising taller, echoing the candle kindled in the ether in the opening prayer. Echoing those candles lit throughout the world, in churches and in homes. This light, the light in your heart, is the light of your spirit. It is that part of your soul, your higher self, incarnate within your physical form now. Over the years of your life, it has grown from nothing more than an ember, as you have walked on your spiritual journey, rising from nothing more than a spark. But now its brilliance blooms. And each time you focus upon your spiritual development, each time you pray and meditate, each time you send good thoughts out into the world, each time you stop to send thoughts of healing and love, each time you contemplate the divine and the universe and the mysteries of the spiritual world, it grows brighter still. It is magnified and held by spirit also. The invisible hands of your guides and guardian angel, the great archangels and the masters, and even the divine, offering their loving support, reaching down to you as you reach up to them, offering assistance during dark and difficult times. Helping you to not only help yourself, but help others too, to help your world. Those that you guide, those that you heal, those that you stop to assist along your way. As like attracts like, so too does light attract light. And I want you to see this now in action. The light of your spirit, drawing to it the light of the spirit world. Free-flowing streams of energy, like ribbons of light, drawn to the light inside your heart, drawn to this candle flame, feeding it, strengthening it, bolstering its light, feeding it with grace and power. As you accept this light from the universe, see the candle flame within you grow, brighter still, its light rising and shining, its heat and radiance burning through the darkness in your heart and mind and body, relieving you of worry and concern, of doubt and fear, of sadness and tension, relieving you of ache and pain, and bringing restoration, faith, hope, love, release, light. This is the light of your soul, lauded and magnified by the love of the spirit world. A love that is given freely and abundantly to you now, at this moment in time, when you need it the most. Receive it then, open-heartedly, as it is intended, a blessing that permeates your being and through you, flows out into your home, your world, your way, allowing your light to be magnified, to shine more brightly out into the world for all to see. A never-ending positive cycle, attracting to you more light and serving too as a beacon to all of those who are in need, to all of those who you might choose to aid. Shine your light, bask in its warmth, lean into the strength and healing power of spirit, mind and heart open to receive healing, guidance, love, light, inspiration, comfort, compassion and truth. Whatever it might be that you need most at this moment in time. And in a moment, my voice will return to guide you on. it's almost time to return. So give thanks to the realm of spirit for all that they have offered and given. Their wisdom, their light, their healing, their love. And bid them hail and farewell. As their magnifying presence retreats, allow the light in your heart center to recede and to diminish, to retreat and withdraw, returning to its normal, balanced, default setting within you. Stronger for this communion, but returned now to a normal, resting, balanced state within. Breathe in and out, taking a few moments to ground and center yourself, to protect yourself in your usual way, to return to your home, to your body, to your chair, grounded, centered, and well. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and return. The image that you see on the screen is an AI-generated image that I did for the advert for today's Sunday service. And if anybody wants that, if you email me, I'm very happy to send that to you, because I own that image, and therefore I'm very happy for you to have a copy of that if you would like. And I think for those of us who can't light candles for whatever reason, because of the accommodation that we're in, or because our partners have told us not to light candles in our office because of that one time when we almost set fire to our bureau by shutting the door with a lit candle inside it because we were particularly absent-minded that day, then an image works just as well to stare at and focus on. This little meditation that we've done, I think if you have an image or if you have a lit candle, it is best done in front of that, but you can do it at any time when you are feeling diminished, tired, ill, or simply in need of connection. I think it's a nice one to do first thing in the morning to start your day with, and it can be done in a much shorter version. It's powerful, it's a simple form of communion with spirit that can really help to shine a light when we're feeling overwhelmed by the darkness. So let's hear now from spirit to see if they've got anything they would like to say to us before we move on into the second part of our evening, which is the messages. So I don't know who's going to speak to us this evening, but we'll just see. During the dark times of autumn and winter, light takes on a special quality. A lit candle flame is a lit candle flame, whether it is lit in June or November. But the circumstances of the season make the light of the candle flame more powerful in a way. When light has darkness to contrast against, it seems more magical and more brilliant, more meaningful and pertinent. And at this time of the year, when so many are feeling tired and exhausted by the rigors of the journey that they have made through the many months that have gone before, and at the moment when so many are feeling so overwhelmed by the tragedies that are occurring in our world, a little light can go a long way to lift our spirits and provide us with the positivity that we need to endure. During this time of year, of course, we surround ourselves by light, the light from the Christmas tree, the light that decorate our high streets. This is not coincidental. Our ancient ancestors knew of the value of light during times of darkness, of its promise and its hope. They would kindle candles and hearth fires against the darkness, whereas now we kindle electric lights to the same effect, to offer cheer and silently invoke the promise of spring. But we are, of course, ourselves also lights on earth, unseen by many, but still acknowledged by most. We, healers and guides, draw to ourselves those who are in need, who consciously or unconsciously seek us out during these dark times for reassurance, healing, energy, and sustenance. But in order to be able to provide this simple service, which many of us will do silently and unbeknownst to those who come to us in need, we ourselves must be strong in the light, and we ourselves are suffering as all these others are too. So we must remember now, maybe more importantly than at any other point in time in the year, to lean back into the waiting arms of spirit and allow them to feed us with the light of the spirit world so that we might be sustained during these times of darkness, so that they might build a bridge between us and our soul, us and the divine, so that we may be lifted by their grace, magnified by their wisdom, their compassion, their love, and their presence, renewed in hope and dedication towards the cause of bringing light to earth. They wait there in the darkness, our guides, our guardian angel, the great archangels and the masters of light and the divine itself, waiting for us to reach out to them, waiting for us to give them permission to step forwards, waiting for us to pray and petition their power and their presence. Although they can offer, to a certain degree, assistance without our consent, there is so much more that they can do when we give it. And so we must remember to make the time to reach out to them and to lean into them during these shadows. This is a powerful time. Powerful because of the time of the year, powerful because of the need of the many. You are lights on earth, stars shining in the darkness of your planet's need. Radiate your brilliance. Be a guiding light to many. Be a cause of hope and healing. Fulfill your destiny. Shine your light in love and grace ever. For the greater good of all, and to harm none, let this be so. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, so that was kind of Saint Germain bringing forward that message there. I say kind of because I'm working with a different aspect of him at the moment that I've not usually worked with much before, which is Saint Germain as Saint Kentigern. So that was Saint Germain coming to you as Saint Kentigern, bringing that little message there, which I think was very nice indeed. Okay, folks, I'm just going to switch the recorder